Throughout the 15-member European Union, citizens are observing a day of mourning for the victims of Tuesday's terrorist attacks in the United States. The day of mourning also called for observation of 3 minutes of silence at noon. The European Union also has outlined an anti-terrorism policy and urged a common approach to the problem. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Brussels.
In a statement, European Union leaders urged better coordination among state security organizations. They said, "We will not, under any circumstances, allow those responsible for terrorist acts to find refuge wherever they may be," and added that those responsible for hiding, supporting, or harboring the perpetrators, organizers, and sponsors of these acts will be held accountable. In practical terms, the EU nations announced their anti-terrorism measures will include the creation of unified arrest warrants and extradition orders, and the bolstering of their common foreign and security policies. Prime Minister Guy Verhofstadt of Belgium, the current European Union president, said, "It's high time that the European Union speaks with one voice." EU transport ministers will hold an emergency meeting today to discuss improved security at airports, while justice and interior ministers will meet next Thursday to work on the new anti-terrorism measures. This outpouring of solidarity for the United States has bolstered not only transatlantic relations, which had become very rocky since the Bush administration had come into office, but also unity within the EU. A new cohesion has suddenly emerged also within NATO. Since the end of the Cold War, the Atlantic Alliance had been racked by internal divisions and differing political agendas. NATO struggled for years to find a common political and military strategy toward the conflicts in the Balkans. It emerged during the Kosovo War that NATO does not even have common military equipment other than 18 AWACS planes. But suddenly, the perception of a new common enemy prompted the NATO allies to rally their support and commitment to collective defense by all against an attack on one alliance member, an unprecedented move in NATO 52-year-old history. But none of America's allies knows exactly what to expect in a counter-terrorism offensive. And several countries, including Britain and Germany, have said this does not mean they're giving the U.S. a blank check. What all the allies agree on is the need for immediate coordination and sharing of intelligence. This is an area where national rivalries and red tape have allowed terrorist networks to operate on a global level. In recent years, numerous individuals linked to the Saudi exile Osama bin Laden have been arrested in Germany, Britain, France, Italy, and Spain. But the investigations have been limited to the individual countries, preventing an overall picture of the terrorist galaxy to emerge. Things suddenly seem to be changing. Yesterday, German authorities briefly detained an airport worker in the northern city of Hamburg, where three of the men suspected of hijacking the planes in the U.S. had been living. German authorities estimate that about 3,500 Arab militants belonging to various groups live in Germany, which is considered a safe haven rather than a terrorist operational base. In France, a special unit has been formed to cooperate with the United States in investigating terrorist links. And in Italy, police are reopening a case from last April when uniforms, badges, and documents belonging to U.S. civilian airline pilots were stolen from their hotel rooms in Rome. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Brussels.